I would have been as great as George Eliot, but for an untoward fate. For look at the photograph of me made by Pennywit, chin resting on hand and deep-set eye, gray, too, and far-searching. But there was the old problem. Should it be celibacy, matrimony, or unchastity? Then John Slack, the rich druggist, wooed me, luring me with the promise of leisure for my novel. And I married him, giving birth to 8 children, and had no time to write. It was all over with me anyway when I ran the needle in my hand while washing the baby's things and died from lockjaw. An ironical death. Hear me, ambitious souls! Sex is the curse of life.